Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, let me run by you something, which is a new project that we've got on the go, which we have been discussing over the last couple of days, and we really could do with your help on this. The one that didn't speak, doesn't say much on the show, but has huge input. And he has got an idea. Now, he doesn't ask for much, so hear me out on this. The one that doesn't speak wants to get to 1 million followers on Twitter. Now, before you think, well, that's ridiculous and ambitious, he just wants to beat Ashton Kutcher. That's why he's doing this.
But Ashton Kutcher has, well, he started and he wanted to beat Ashton Kutcher, which is almost 6 million followers. Oh. But he thought Ashton would only have about 1 million, because, to be honest, what does he do?
Yeah. What does he do?
I don't know. He says on Twitter that he makes stuff and then makes stuff up.
Is he in any films ever that people actually watch, Ashton Kutcher? Or is he just like, yeah, dude, you've been punked, I'm married to Demi Moore, the end?
Yeah. Pretty much. But he's obviously good, because he's got like 5,864,000 followers on Twitter.
He's just one of those people that's famous for being famous. In America, they love him.
Yeah. So the one that doesn't speak wants to be as big as that.
That is ambitious.
So I said maybe cut down to just 1 million, because he wants to get there by Friday.
Right, okay. How many's he got at the moment?
About 2,000.
All right, so if you can help us out with this, obviously... just keep retweeting it. We'll get there by Friday, right?
Yeah. I said to him, maybe you need to change the target or the deadline, because 1 million by Friday. So, like, Moyles has got, like, 600,000 or something, and Fern's only just got 1 million. So maybe he's a bit ambitious, seeing as he never actually tweets either. But he's seeing that as a plus point, saying that he's not going to clog up your timeline.
Yeah, he doesn't ever tweet.
No.
Have you ever tweeted anything? No, not
no
any.
Tweets.
So,
and you do get, if you follow... at TOTDS, you do get a really nice picture of him arm wrestling Mini-Me, which is free, and you know, you don't get that anywhere else, really.
Don't get that on many people's profile pics, do you?
Yeah, and he's not going to take up any of your time.
He won't clog up your timeline with like loads of random messages. He just won't. And some people, when I suggested it to them, was, well, what's the point of following him if...
be part of history.
Yeah. What's the point of following him if he doesn't say anything? Well, that's just like it is on the radio. And you still listen to this every day. So I'm seeing it as low maintenance.
Really, really easy relationship.
So please, find it in your heart today to follow at TOTDS. That's the one that doesn't speak's Twitter. Thank you so much. We need 1 million followers soon. By Friday. So if you could follow him now, if you're on Twitter, that would be great. Thank you. Help us with our new project.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Ah, Joe McElderry and Ambitions on BBC Radio 1. That's his new song, isn't it? And he dances in the video. Actual dancing by Joe McElderry.
What sort of dancing does he do, like? What, he doesn't dance like that, does he? Does he? No, he doesn't.
Yeah, legs, arms akimbo, all that.
No, he doesn't. I'm going to look it up, though.
No more sitting on steps for him on X Factor. He's moved on.
That looked like one of my mum's aerobics videos.
I was doing one of them last night.
One of my mum's aerobics videos.
Similar. I was with Gemma.
How do you know what one she's got?
I was with Gemma, who works upstairs.
Yeah.
And she has got this DVD, which I think was from about 15 years ago, which is called Pilates or something, with a woman called Maria Windsor. And she's about 60, and she's there in Lycra, and she was teaching us what to do on my floor of my house.
Oh.
Last night. This is our new thing. We're getting old lady workout DVDs now. I've just ordered Cher's one off of 1992 from Amazon. It's good.
What an interesting life you lead with Gemma.
That's the way... Instead
you
of getting,
used to run, and now you're doing
instead of getting new ones, we're getting the older ones. Like, we're going old school. Yeah, and then Grimmy was on Twitter saying that he can lend me his Rosemary Conley one that he had when he was 8, because he's got his mum's copy for some reason. So,
is this what giving up wine's done to you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah, maybe
so
I'll go back.
So you're not just doing old DVDs, you're doing old lady DVDs.
Old lady workout DVDs, that's the new way.
Like pensioner?
Yeah, we're going Cher, Jane Fonda, that's what we're doing soon.
Okay.
Anyway, that was Joe McElderry. Everyone's saying Ashton Kutcher is hot. Yeah, but what's he actually done?
He's done some films. He did Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, brilliant. I was in That 70s Show. Not very good either, was it?
Oh, no, some people are like that.
No, he's done some quite good films. Oh, I'll tell you what he was in. Just Married. Now, that was good.
I haven't seen that one.
Is that with Drew Barrymore? I don't know. But it was good, that. I remember him in that. So, the one that doesn't speak.
Yeah, this isn't about Ashton Kutcher. This is all about the one that doesn't speak.
He wants to get 1 million followers on Twitter by Friday. You're saying to me, that's ambitious. No, because if he gets 1 million followers by Friday...
I can't believe he said this.
He has just said to me, to us, so we're both witness to this, that he will speak on the actual radio. For the first, well, second time.
He did actually say that he wanted to present the floor fillers. But maybe not for his first time.
If we check that through upstairs?
Well, I'm sure they'd be fine with it. But
so the one that doesn't speak will do floor fillers on
Friday night. I think that's a bit too much. He's never spoken. He can't go from never speaking to presenting a whole
hour. Well, he'll definitely speak, so you'll be able to hear what he sounds like on Friday if he ramps up to 1 million followers. Come on, people, get involved.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Just need to get all Fern's followers to follow the one that doesn't speak. And Bosch, you'll hear him speak on Friday. Do you think we need to extend the time limit on this a little bit? I think it's a bit, thinking about it, a bit ambitious. Becky, what do you think? Friday?
Not yet. No. Don't give up so soon. Let's at least look at it, reassess it tomorrow lunch.
Okay. How many has he got now? Do you know?
2,420. That's 420 more than he had 10 minutes ago.
Please follow @TOTDS. He doesn't tweet anything ever. He's really low maintenance. You won't even know he's there. Please. Now, yesterday on the show, after 6:30, were you listening? A few of you may have missed this because maybe you had something better to do, which I think is a poor excuse. But if you weren't there, we went back on Stupid Street. It's been a while since we've done Stupid Street. Oh, I missed them. Now, we were asking whether the people of Stupid Street were emotional or not. And did they cry? You were quite shocked at some of the answers they gave. So have a think to yourself. What would the people of Stupid Street cry about? Have a think. There's all sorts in here. Listen to this.
Do you remember the last time that you cried?
Yeah, like 2 days ago. It was a sad song.
What's the song that...
Titanic.
I'm
crying now.
She's well enough. Can you remember the last time you cried?
Not getting a ticket for a concert.
Really?
Yeah.
What band was it?
It was Anastasia, actually.
So you love Anastasia so much?
Yeah.
You couldn't get to see her?
No.
And you just wept?
I wept.
Oh. The last time I cried was my uncle. He's about 60. He's got no bottom teeth. So when he laughs like a girl. So it's really high-pitched. And then he makes this really grunting noise like, every 5 seconds. So yeah, that's about it, really.
When was the last time you cried?
I cried to Neighbours the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
Libby's best friend slept with her husband and then was really upset and they're not friends anymore, so I cried a bit to that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is cry-worthy.
Oh, can I just say, I'm sorry, that was a plot spoiler. If you've recorded that episode of Neighbours, you will cry though.
Sometimes if I lie, I start crying. I'm not a very good liar, so I get really stressed and then
we'll start
to cry.
Start crying?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Just make something up. Lie to me now.
No, because it's when you're in a really bad situation, you're trying to get yourself out of it, and then I get really stressed and emotional.
When was the last time you cried?
I thought I was eating a Dorito and I picked up a prawn cracker and ate it, and the shock actually made me start crying. Because you know when you're expecting something, like a Dorito, and you put a prawn cracker in your mouth? I literally was so overwhelmed that I just burst into tears.
Overwhelming.
When was the last time you cried?
I think it was about 2 days ago.
Okay. What was it about?
I think it happened during with my boyfriend. You know, spontaneously.
Right.
Cool.
So, Why would you? What? Wow.
Oh man, I've missed those guys.
Why would you?
Nice reaction, Dan. Podcast. Freya, Freya here. Hello.
Yeah.
Yay!
How are you?
We're back. We're happy to be here, man.
Last time we saw you, you had flown in especially just to see us.
Yep. Yes, that was in and out, man. We were saying the day that we came in was the same day that we landed back in New York. So it was the same stamp on the passport. It was kind of crazy.
At customs, it was like, so how long are you in the UK
for? So how many drugs are you guys taking? Yeah.
Exactly.
And where are they? Because you don't have any bags, so...
How long ago was that? Over a year?
That was, yeah, it was...
the summer before.
Oh, God.
That was in July of 2009.
Right. Yeah, and we thought you were so nice then, and all the listeners were like, oh, they're so cool, they're
well,
so nice,
changed.
303. Well, here's the thing, you see, this does happen sometimes. What happens, we find, is... some other pop stars, they have a few more hits, which you have since then, and they change. They don't turn horrible. They're just a bit different, you know?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
But you don't seem to be different.
No, we're really... What do you mean? We're way different.
We're better looking. Don't you think we look better?
No,
we look older.
Cooler
we look
clothes.
A year older.
Yeah, but don't we all?
I wish people would have met me a long time ago.
Haven't you had surgery to correct that?
No,
you should look younger, if anything. Especially around the eyes.
Amazing how I do that.
You got a lot of work done since we saw you.
Thank you.
You look great. That's six pack.
Taking years off me.
Popping.
Now, before we start, we have a feature on the show called Stupid Street, which we've just played. There's one street near here where we go, and we ask questions, and they answer them in quite a stupid way. The question on today's one was, when was the last time you cried, and what at? So I just thought we'd ask you this. This is a little icebreaker in the chat.
You want to ask me?
Yeah.
Mine was, I was in the airplane in between two... overweight gentlemen who were kind of squeezing me in, but I was watching the series finale of Lost, and I wept softly to myself.
We have a theory about this, and we talked about this recently. In the air, you get a lot more emotional.
Oh, I do all
it's
the time. I cried to, you know, remember the Al Gore movie, Inconvenient Truth? I cried to that one.
You should, though. That's, yeah,
that's a sad one.
But it's true. When you're on a plane, the emotions get heightened.
Yep.
I've cried to Finding Nemo on the plane.
But on the ground, you'd be fine?
Yeah, of course, man.
Yeah. Of course I would.
I never cry. I'm crying right now.
I've even tried to put the sick bag over my head before because I've been crying so much.
Oh, yeah. You've cried that much?
Mm. There was one time I was watching P.S. I Love You on the airplane.
Who's in that?
It's Hilary Swank.
That's Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
Your friend.
God.
Your actual friend who listens to the show.
Oh, hi, Gerard. He listens to our podcast.
And,
I knew that.
Yeah, I was in between two young, like, attractive girls, and I just started crying, and I just had to wallow in their looks of disapproval.
You're always in between two... interesting spots.
Yeah.
A rock and a hard place.
I try to get that middle seat in there.
What about you?
Let's see. Last time I cried, it's pretty recent. I think, you know, I was crying when I'm training for a marathon, and I was running training, doing 16 miles, and I was crying on the last mile because it hurt so bad.
Mm-hmm. A full marathon?
For a marathon, yes. For the Chicago Marathon in 10 days, which I am, I actually got to go train right now.
All right.
I'm a little nervous.
That'll really work with the jet lag.
Exactly. I'm actually flying in for the marathon, then just flying right back out like we did here. So hopefully it works.
So where have you been since? Have you been to Brazil lately?
We have, yeah. We were just there last
week.
São Paulo. It was incredible. That's been somewhere I've wanted to go for a long time, and the show was awesome.
It is absolutely huge, isn't it? You can't understand how huge it is.
No, we can't.
You just see buildings for like miles and miles and miles.
You know what? We were in Tokyo earlier too, which I think is the biggest city in the world, and then São Paulo is the second, but it's 20 million people, and it's crazy. It's really, really something to see.
I was a bit scared by Tokyo when I went.
Yeah.
Tokyo? Why were you scared?
Just because it is huge, and I know this sounds really bad, but then there is nothing in English.
Yeah, right?
But normally, in most places in the world now, where you go, you can still get by with some English.
You know,
right?
I've been to Moscow, and I think they try not to put anything in English. Like, I went in the subways, I had no idea where to go.
All I wanted to do was buy toothpaste. It was a problem.
Could I find all you wanted to do
well,
over there.
Yeah.
He was only there for 8 hours.
Yeah, Now, I've watched your video for Double Vision, which we're going to play in a minute, and it's kind of in the style of an internet page, kind of scrolling down, isn't it? And
yeah.
Click on... lots of hot chicks.
That's, yes, you got it down to a T. Just like the internet, actually.
You know, yeah. we've, not dissimilar to the internet.
We've actually been told, someone summed it up pretty nicely and said that it was Internet the Musical. Was the
yeah.
Thing. So that's yeah, if there was a musical on Broadway, if it was about the internet, that's what that video would look like. So yeah. It's,
except ours isn't really that good. And it's not on Broadway. So
it's great, man. What are you talking about? It's a nice way to sell our video.
Yeah. Yeah,
don't,
man, good.
Don't try and check it out because it's not worth your time. No, go check it out. It's awesome.
Did you get to choose what hot chicks are in the video?
Always. No, we don't. Oh. That's always, I think it's like, what is it? Just Match.com?
I imagine it being like...
Match, we have eHarmony.com websites, and then we make dates with like a bunch of girls, and they end up just coming to the shoot.
And they get paid massive amounts of money because obviously no girls would come and hang out with us.
Oh, I imagine it to be like on Super Sweet 16, where the bratty girls are there going, okay, guys, take your tops off. and then those are the ones that dance at their 16 party.
Oh, I wish. Yeah, those seem kind of awkward, though.
Not that the girls would take their tops off. You know what I mean?
No,
you audition them. You audition
no, they meant the guys take
yeah,
their tops off.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. No.
Now, you're friends with Katy Perry, aren't you?
We are, indeed.
How are you, real friends or weekday friends?
Are we invited to the wedding? I don't know. The invitations
that's
are...
That's a good question.
They got a.
It's hard. We're always on the road. I haven't checked my mail in a long time.
And,
so
and then, plus, in the United States, like, the United States Postal Service tends to lag sometimes, and
so
things
get can things get
redirected
lost?
And stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, call me Katy.
Yeah. Because we had Katy in recently. And me and her spent an hour in a white box together on the internet. And
are you going to the wedding?
Hmm?
Are you going to the wedding?
Can't say.
I think they might have they might have swapped our invitations, right?
Of course I'm not going to the wedding.
I don't know. You might have.
Me and Katy are just, we're work friends. We have this thing, don't we, where it's like, would you see Katy Perry over an evening when you had a spare evening? Or is she just a work friend? Would you just see her within work hours, 9 to 5, Monday, Friday?
Well, I mean, I see her from my white unmarked van outside her house, usually after hours, but she doesn't really see me too much.
Okay.
We try not to have her see us.
Haven't you stolen her clothes before and stuff?
Yeah, we stole
her clothes. She autographed the restraining order that we had to give to her, and well, she gave to us, actually, but we have that autograph. That's,
yeah.
Why did you steal her clothes?
Because, you know, every guy wants to see what it's like to wear Katy Perry's underpants.
Have you worn her underpants?
I have indeed. I wore her her cat suit.
Okay, good. and have you ever been out partying with Kesha?
We have,
yeah, a few
well.
Times, actually. Oh, it's I don't remember it, though.
Right. This is a bit of a sore point, because basically Kesha said, Scott,
right, okay.
Let's go partying, and she never called.
She never called.
And he had his best pants on for 6 days.
No, she said.
he had Katy Perry's undergarments on for 6 days.
I did, for 6 days. She was like, dude, get your party pants on. And then...
that sounds just like her.
And I was like, okay, cool. Wore my party pants, nothing. Hasn't got back in touch since.
So. Oh, she's a little flaky, huh?
Yeah.
We'll have to
That's
tire.
The word, flaky.
We'll get her out. Well, next time we'll all go out.
I'd like that a lot. Yeah. Right, let's
you can
play
come out
song.
With us anytime.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Excellent. Well, you were in Manchester last night.
Yeah, we
did
were.
Did you go out afterwards?
We didn't because we drove here.
Oh, okay. You got a gig tonight?
Yeah, we do.
We're
Coco
at Coco tonight
in London.
Yes. Yes.
We can go out after.
Yes, we're gonna go. We're gonna go hang out.
I'm on the lottery with Jason Donovan. Can't. Sorry.
Well, you stood us up. All right.
How can you stand up 3-3 for Jason Donovan? That doesn't make any sense.
I got my best Katy Perry pin.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Big day of guests today on Radio 1. Michael Caine started it off this morning.
No way.
What?
Yeah, and then Kylie Minogue.
No.
What? Here?
Yeah.
Is she really, really
on
short?
On this microphone?
Is she really small?
Not on that microphone, but the last time she came, which was about 2-3 months ago, she was sat right where you are now.
No. Was she on this one?
Occasionally. No. She wasn't on that one, but she was definitely on yours.
Well, that's amazing. I feel nice.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And she did a live lounge, like an acoustic session for us today. The video of which, by the way, is up online. All three videos at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Are you guys dating at the moment?
Each other? I don't understand the question.
I mean, I heard the story.
I met on a dating website, but we're not dating each other.
Yeah, I know we knew together. However, I did hear a story about you going in the woods together or something.
What? No, yeah, we're taken, guys. We have girlfriends.
We have
right
girlfriends.
Now.
We did go up to the mountains to go record our last album.
Mountains,
right?
Woods.
We're in a cabin, yeah, for what? Too
like
long
six
together.
Years.
Too long. I think I chopped
album.
Down the door and put my head through the door and said, here's Shawnee.
Do they come with you, or do you, like, never see them?
Who's that? Our girlfriends?
Yeah.
They come out.
Because I feel sorry for them if they're always just at home watching soaps and stuff.
You're going off to a log cabin together.
You know, they come along. Sean's girlfriend comes along, and they both have pretty active lives.
Yeah, it's not like they're like army wives, like sitting just waiting, like reading every letter. It's like they, you know, they're doing their thing.
Oh, that's quite cool. Like, and you invite them along, and obviously you pay for the flight, and everything's great.
No, they pay for our flights.
They pay for all this, actually.
They paid for us to travel here. And
yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's okay. It's not the best situation for them.
We don't see you in... We hear your music a lot. It's huge here, but we don't see you in magazines so much.
It's because we're ugly.
Yeah, we're not very good to look at.
We're not very handsome.
True.
What do you really think so?
No. You're not ugly.
Think we're good looking?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
We were just going to suggest, if you wanted to get in magazines a bit more, go out with Becky here, but you're taken already.
Oh, what? You get in magazines all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Do I?
Yeah. You're always falling out of Faces and Essex. That's the place to go, by the way. Faces, Essex.
You have to fall out of the club, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need one more thing from you guys. This is the one that doesn't speak, who is a big star of the show, but doesn't talk on it. And he has got a campaign at the moment, well, we have, to get him to 1 million followers on Twitter.
Ah.
Would that something you'd be able to help us with?
Yes.
Absolutely. What can we do?
Well, just tell all your fans on Twitter to follow him. At the moment, he's got about 2,500, but he wants as many... Well, his original plan was to get as many as Ashton Kutcher.
Yes.
But he's got like 6 million.
Yeah, that's not going to be... Let's keep that...
We've lowered our expectations a little bit. And... we just wonder if you would be able to tweet. I mean, you must have a lot, right?
I think I have about 1,000, yeah, so we can help you out.
I got... No, I have like 400, I think.
Oh.
I can definitely get my mom and dad. No, we can definitely help you. We can help you for sure.
The band has a Twitter.
We have a collective Twitter, and then we each have our individual Twitters.
Okay,
and,
get on the band one.
We've got quite a few... I think maybe we have more followers individually than the band one.
Yeah, I think so.
Just because our acting and stuff like that. Yeah, our modeling and my marathon running stuff.
You know what, though? Every little helps. Yeah. Just tell your friends.
Yeah. We're here to help, man.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll do it. We will.
Cool. For the low price of like £1 million. Per million followers.
No deal. Also, can you tell us, we were discussing this earlier, what is Ashton Kutcher actually famous for?
He punks people?
Yeah, got
was
that.
But was that the first, like...
He's
punks people. He's what films has he been in? Go.
He's tall. A Butterfly Effect.
Yes.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that one is horrible. That's not even a movie. Hold on.
It's hard, isn't it?
How to Lose a Guy in...
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
Don't
was
know.
He in that?
No, you know what? That 70s show.
He was in
show.
That 70s show.
Yeah, that was awful.
And he's,
married to Demi Moore. There we are!
Yeah, bro!
Yeah.
And he knows Kevin Bacon.
Does he?
No, I just wanted to connect it to Kevin Bacon, right? That's
does he know
6 degrees of separation.
He knows Matt Damon, probably. I bet he knows Matt Damon.
Probably. They've probably spoken a couple of times.
Matt Damon.
Oh, we need to bring that game back. We used to do a Matt Damon game where people used to play Matt Damon.
Do you think Sean looks like Matt Damon a little bit?
Matt Damon.
Well, let's ask the people on the webcam.
Matt Damon, Kevin Bacon cross.
Do you think that they've crossed? They haven't been in a movie together, have they?
No, I'm saying that's what I think you look you. Like.
Oh, me across?
Kevin Bacon. I've never heard that.
I don't really have the Kevin Bacon
nose.
No,
the eyes.
That Kevin Bacon eyes. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You got bacon eyes.
He's got bacon eyes.
Well, I've heard that one. It's usually bacon thighs, but...
I tell you what, Sean, we're getting a lot of texts about your dancing at the gigs.
Oh, ooh. Yeah? Well, are good things or bad things?
They're like, that's really the good. Worst okay, dancing good. I've ever
no,
seen.
No, no, no.
Is he okay? Because it looks like he's limping around the stage.
I'd quite like to see that.
We do this song sometimes where it's about Colorado. It's called Colorado Sunrise, and Sean does a different sort of interpretive
freeform
dance.
Oh,
every
I love
night.
Interpretive dance. Yes.
Do you?
Yeah, can you
would
just
you show us?
For me now?
Oh, my God, do you?
Please,
I need
love
some, but
I don't
I need,
do it personally,
if
but I do
one
love
of my interpret. It's called interpretive dance. I need to interpret something. I need music or a piece of art.
Do that you do in the show.
A piece of art. I do it in the show, yeah.
Yeah, just do
but can you do
like
it now
yeah.
first?
I'll try to chant. I mean,
because it's like people
it
get this on
the
okay,
radio. You can't hear this on the radio.
Sometimes, no, but the people yeah, watching on the webcam. Go now, bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Light the fire.
I love it. Do
light
you love
fire.
It?
Chase the
yeah,
river
sure.
down the mountain. Take the eagle spirit. Eagle spirit.
This is incredible.
And then do the little jump. The little jump
I
thing.
I really hope you're watching this.
That was good.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
See? They're still nice. 303, thank you for coming in again.
Thanks for having us again.
Really good to see you. This is Radio 1, and we're going to play Usher. Oh, we should have played you Usher for the interpretive dance.
Oh, that would have been a good idea, yeah. But too late.
Sorry.
Already did it.
Thanks, guys. Radio 1 Podcast. If you want to suggest a subject for Coxopedia, just jump online to bbc.co.uk/radio1 and fill in our handy Coxopedia form. Time to learn more stuff you never knew now with the queen of facts, Sarah Cox.
Yo! My brain is a-bubbling today.
Coxopedia. Good to hear it. All right, let's speak to our next person. Hello!
Hello!
Who's that?
It's Andy Mack from Derby.
Is there a clue in the name Andy Mack?
No, not really.
No? Not beef patties of McDonald's?
No, almost.
Ooh, okay. Exciting.
I feel like I know you already.
Maybe. I've got a little bit of a bone to pick with you, as you refused me your teeth for my museum, my Scott Mills Museum.
Yeah, I thought that I recognised the name. You're the one that wanted to start up the Scott Mills Museum.
I'm still trying. I am. It will happen. It will. You got to have a dream.
What artifacts have you got so far?
I've got signed pictures of you from the last 6-7 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got T-shirts. I ripped down a poster from town the other day when you played in Derby. Yeah, you know. And, it's all completely sane, my behaviour. So, it's all good.
But no actual locks of my hair or my old teeth.
Not yet. Okay. But I'm hoping.
Okay, well, bearing that in mind, what's today's subject on Coxopedia?
Sarah, it's lingerie.
Oh. Coxopedia. Go!
Lingerie, or as they say in French, knickers, can cover all sorts of things, actually. Not just knickers, but brassieres, suspenders as well. Sometimes, for fun, my mum goes, hey, don't keep me in suspenders, when she actually means don't keep me in suspense. And actually, I want to take that back, the comment about my mum in suspenders. I really don't want you to be visualising my mum in suspenders. No, stop it, wipe your mind. What if I said French knickers? Eh? Très bien. They were invented by Michael Pierre White back in the 60s when he realised when he was getting a bit sweaty in the kitchen, instead of tying that big tea towel around his head, he used to tie a big old pair of knickers around his sweaty, curly, weird hair. And that's where the phrase French knickers comes from. Lingerie is very popular with the likes of hotties like Kim Kardashian, who like nothing better than wearing silky panties and running around on satellite TV. Lots of girls like lingerie. You can even knit it if you like. Although if you do knit it, don't go swimming in it because it tends to get very heavy with the water and then you end up flashing your boobaloobas at all and sundry. Lingerie can be very expensive, though some places do. 3 hours of knickers per fibre. Gosh.
Wow. Why was your subject lingerie?
I'm a marketing manager for a lingerie company and I need all the help I can get. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I hope you'll be taking some of that on board for your next marketing campaign.
Absolutely, yeah. No, it's a great service. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
we can you. Probably get you a CD of it, actually, of that description, and then you could use it maybe in your...
Play it back in meetings.
Your PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, I can see the promotion coming my way, so...
Okay, well, I'm glad you know a bit more than when you started this phone call.
Thank you very much. Wonderful.
I'm so glad it is your job, otherwise I would have worried about this. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. So, Matt Fincham, master prankster. He is. And you've got a little war with him going on at the moment. Now, last time, Matt took revenge on you, Becky, by trying to convince you that you were going to be on Glee.
He was rubbish.
He called up as a big American agent from Fox in America and made you...
Irish.
...made you audition down the phone. That's how cool you were.
He takes my money when I'm in need. Yes, he's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time.
Time for your revenge.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
I'm sorry, but it's true. We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
Just be glad it isn't you. We're annoying Matt Fincham.
On the bed, on the floor, on the towel, by the door, in the tub, in the car, up against the minibar.
Ew. So you've been noticing that Matt's getting a bit more press lately. He's in Heat magazine this week. He's in Daily Mail last week. We're on the website. And so you called him up And you said you're an agent, right?
Yeah, there's money to be made in this, I reckon. So I am Claudette Peace, because I'm for, like, love and peace, because I don't like... I'm not one of those argy-bargy agents, do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I don't like those
You've got a peaceful name.
Yeah, so I'm a peaceful agent, and I rang him up.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, is that Matt?
Yeah.
Matt, it is Claudette Peace from Peace Artists.
Claudette what?
Claudette Peace. Matt, I represent two really famous people, including Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Chloe Madeley.
Yes.
Two of the Loose Women.
Yeah.
Rihanna and the man who played Curly Watts, whatever his name, I cannot remember.
Kevin something, isn't it?
Oh, wait. Matt, are you okay, Matt? You do not sound too well today.
I'm quite ill today.
I would not take up too much of your time. I see you in the papers all the time now, Matt. You have a high profile.
Sorry?
You have a high profile now, Matt.
Sure.
You are in the papers all the time.
Mm.
And beaucoup de people say to me, they say, Claudette Peace, who is this homme? He seems very sexual. And I say, this homme sexual is Matt Finchum.
Oh, can't be asked for this today. Bye, Colette.
But Matt, oh.
Can't be asking this today. Oh, he's ill as well. Good work, Becky.
We're annoying Matt Finchum.
We're annoying Matt Finchum.
I'm sorry, but it's true.
Got him back good there, I think.
Podcast.
This is good. Tom Graham's been on. He says, my cousin looks after Bieber's Facebook street team. They've got 3 million plus tweeters. If you mention my name, I can ask her to do that. Thank you so much. That'd be brilliant. Get all of Bieber's fans on board. We're there. So it's at TOTDS. He doesn't spam you with loads of adverts. He doesn't ever tweet. In fact, he's not sent one.
He doesn't like girls who wear Uggs.
No, that's the wrong person.
Oh, okay.
So at TOTDS, please, let's get his followers up to 1 million by Friday. This is what I'm asking for the one that doesn't speak. It's our new campaign. Help us, please. Catherine in Kent has been on. She has created a Twitter account just so she can follow you.
That is good work.
That is good really work. Good. Thank you for that very much. Right, you know Sarah Beeny?
Mm.
We discovered a while back that she plays this game. She's in the pub a lot, and she goes to the pub the night before she records her show, and she's like, all right, lads, right, let's try and get a special word into tomorrow's show, right? Spice it up a bit. And last time, they got in a word which they'd made up. It doesn't actually exist.
This wall is constructed from something called Bungarish, which is quite localised to Brighton.
The walls of the property are made of Bungarish.
Bungarish?
Where the Bungarish is actually disintegrating.
But Beanie did manage to get that word, which is made up, into the show a lot. Now, this time, she's done something different. Watching it last night, it's obvious what's happened. She's in the pub again with the lads, night before the show. One of the builders, as they sometimes do, goes to the bar and she notices while he's at the bar that his jeans are riding a bit low.
Ew.
Well, it happens. And this is where Beanie got the idea for yesterday's word, which he managed to crowbar into the show. We're on to you, Beanie.
There's cracks.
Terrifying cracks.
Cracks so big.
Cracks. I'll be bringing a team of specialists to survey every inch and crack.
There's a crack here. It looks quite wide when you examine it.
If it's an old crack...
The question about cracks...
If it's growing wider or spreading, that's a bad sign.
That would suggest that the crack is old. I think there is a crack behind here. Maybe there's a crack over this side. If we do find a crack...
There's no crack.
That is the crack. That crack hasn't got any wider.
Cracks. Crack after crack after crack.
Don't think we don't notice, Sarah.
Can I just ask you something about something that's been bothering me for the last couple of days? And to be honest, every time I look at you, I think about it and I'm just going to have to mention it.
Oh,
is
God.
It okay to mention it now?
It's
about your Twitter. And something that you tweeted a couple of nights ago.
Okay.
Okay. Right, so the first tweet at 1:05 in the morning said, Hotel Erotica looks amaze, just started. Right? And then 2 minutes later, oh my God, this is not what I expected. I am switching off at once, disgusted of London.
Mm.
Now, when you tweeted about Hotel Erotica, when you started watching it, What were you expecting?
Well, I expected just a bit of romance.
Hotel Babylon? Hotel Inspector?
I expected a bit of, I don't know, maybe a kiss, maybe a nice love story, maybe the flash of an ankle. But I didn't.
Were you looking it up on TripAdvisor on the internet?
No. It's on this channel called Movies 24.
Right.
Which in the day shows some quite good films. And then, but I put it on at night, think, oh, this is quite good.
Why on earth would you watch it? It's on at like 1:05 in the morning. It's got the word erotica in the title. What are you expecting? I don't understand you.
Nothing could prepare me for what happened. I tell you.
I know.
There was some hot tub involved. It was all sorts of wrong.
I love it. The you can see the panic in your tweets because there's the first one.
And I was
then
panicking.
Less than 2 minutes later, you've gone, whoa.
I know. Well, yeah, turn it off.
What was the first bit that was amazing? Was it the layout? Was it the reception, the lobby?
There was a sunset. There was a couple. They were working in a restaurant together. Then another lady comes along who's also working in the same restaurant.
Okay, that's enough.
What?
Well, no, I don't want to know anymore.
Then they talk about something which is a speciality on the menu called a blue plate special. And then...
I should check that on Urban Dictionary before.
Oh, no, what does that mean?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to know.
And then the blue plate special kind of runs through as a theme.
You only watched 2 minutes. You're lying. You didn't turn it off. You didn't turn it off.
I lasted about 20 minutes.
You just outed yourself.
I just thought there'd be like, I don't know. I expected it. Don't send in Scott, you perv messages. Seriously. Like I said, I expected a flash of an ankle. This programme may contain flashing ankles. That's what I expected. Nothing more. Nothing less.
A blue plate special, in case you're wondering, is meat and three veg at a very cheap price.
There was definitely that in it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.